una escuela vibrante donde el amor y la seguridad son nuestra prioridad y donde contamos con medidas de seguridad avanzadas para cuidar y proteger a nuestros estudiantes. Contamos con nuestros propios autobuses, lo que garantiza un transporte seguro y confiable para tu hijo. En Imagine Sullivan, los maestros trabajan en conjunto con los padres para ayudar a cada niño a alcanzar sus sueños. Ya estamos aceptando solicitudes para kinder hasta sexto grado. ¡Pero apúrate! ¡Los cupos son limitados! Programa una visita privada con nuestro director o visita imaginesullivan.org. Sí, imaginesullivan.org.
Is rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even service brakes, new tune-ups, and more. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland Beltway getting past 202 and Central Avenue. The hang-up is on the outer loop northbound stretch of the Beltway due to the crash right after the exit for 202. Watch for crews of responding still at the scene of the crash. Now, if you're coming out of Annapolis and Bowie, had no problems on 50 at all this morning. It's inside the Beltway where the normal delays heavy through Chevrolet just to get down to New York and Kenilworth Avenue through Riverdale. That's been uneventful. It's been getting down to the Beltway. It's been a struggle on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway with the stalled car. Park police say it's out of the travel lanes. And actually, the closer you get to where the broken down was near the exit for 193 in Greenbelt, the better the pace. So the heaviest right now between 198 and getting past 197. Also in Burtonsville, had the stalled car south of 198. And that was really tripping up the commute through that stretch as well. Now let's go Virginia. On to 395 through Landmark, slow, and then from the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge, the westbound side of the freeway as you approach the 14th Street Bridge. That's where the report of the incident, and I'm looking at those delays stacking up pretty much the length of the westbound freeway coming off of the 11th Street Bridge. So be ready for that as you're coming off of 295 to head into town toward the 3rd Street Tunnel and the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry and sunny through this morning. Some clouds will start to come in this afternoon, especially later. At a chilly 40 degrees. Quite a few clouds tonight, 34. Outside the Beltway, a little colder. And then milder weather on the southwest flow tomorrow, 56. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 34 in Arlington, 26 in Hyattsville, 34 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. The Pentagon asks for a major budget hike amid threats from Russia, China, North Korea. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Morning on the Mall at AM 630.
Good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we got Steve Kastenbaum in South Korea covering the Olympics for us. He'll be with us at 7:35. 8:05 this morning, Dan Bongino will be with us. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow will be here to talk about the economy. I'm Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
And joining us now is Mark Scribner. He is a senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Mark, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Morning. Thank you for having me. I'm great. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Let's talk about this idea that the administration is floating to want to sell off some assets around the United States, including Reagan National and Dulles Airports, the Washington Aqueduct, and the George Washington Memorial Parkway and the Baltimore Washington Parkway. A lot of questions here. The first question being, how would this be done? I mean, who would buy something like this?
Well, I think it's important to note that those were just examples the administration listed of possible federal assets that might be ripe for federal divestiture. And while some have suggested that the administration may be aiming to combine this with their planned expansion of the airport privatization pilot program, so allowing the private sector to take control of those assets, I don't think that's really what they're suggesting. Really what they're looking at is that in the Washington area, we have some very strange asset ownership relationships. And by that, I mean we have the federal government owning urban highways like Baltimore-Washington and George Washington Parkways. And those are managed by the National Park Service, which is a very odd arrangement. If you look around the rest of the country, those urban highways that are part of the national highway system are generally owned by the states. They're not owned by the feds, and they're certainly not managed by the Park Service. Same thing with airports. What we have in with Reagan National and Dulles looks a lot more like what we see in Canada, where the federal government owns the land, and then the airport providers pay lease payments to the federal government. In the rest of the country, the land that airports sit on is owned by the local airport authorities. So really what I think they were doing is pointing out the oddities in the Washington region that are sort of legacy items, and they exist in large part because the seat of federal power is here, and there's a lot of weird things that go along with that.
It's an oddity, but are there upsides, downsides? How do you weigh it by privatizing DCA and Dulles, for instance?
Well, I don't know if those would be the best airports you'd want to privatize, particularly if you look at how those airports interact. I mean, the federal government has a perimeter restriction around Reagan National, which is designed to boost the attractiveness of Dulles because Reagan National is much more attractive for a lot of people, particularly in Washington, D.C. So they actually reduce the competitiveness of Reagan National to prop up Dulles flights. So I think the odd relationship that goes between the federal government and those airports do not make them particularly attractive to the private sector. As far as how a divestiture would go, I suspect what they would do is hope that the states and locals. So in the case of Baltimore, Washington, they would want to look at Maryland to perhaps issue bonds and purchase that highway segment. And in the case of Reagan National or George Washington Parkways or Dulles, they would want Virginia to look at issuing bonds to purchase that they would pay off over time. But of course, those communities and the states would want to be careful to not end up like a situation as Canada's found itself in, where the lease payments to the federal government can be very high, and that could be true of any bond payments that they'd be making in an asset transfer.
Yep.
And that could increase the cost of travel to those airports.
And Mark, I know you follow infrastructure really closely. What did you think of the president's plan yesterday, $200 billion in order to leverage its way to $1.5 trillion in overall infrastructure spending, portions of it being used in that way, others just grants for rural areas?
Well, I'm skeptical of the ability of them to leverage that $200 billion over 10 years into up to, according to President Trump, $1.7 trillion in total investment. But in large part, what they propose to do is combine half of that $200 billion, which they say is an incentive grants program, and that means there's a 20% match from the federal government. That means 80%. Would come from the states or the private sector. But that also means you would be able to use some of these federal credit instruments, which under this plan, $14 billion of that $200 billion would be used to support TIFIA and WIFIA and these credit assistance programs. And that is where most of that leverage comes into play. So lending out this money or backing loans that would then be used, there would be the multiplier effect there. So that's where a lot of that speculation, that projection of an additional $1.5 trillion in investment comes from. It's leveraging those credit programs that would be enhanced under this plan.
What do you think about the idea that apparently Republicans are weighing whether to raise the federal gas tax? It has not been raised since 1993, and they're talking about raising it as a way to pay for infrastructure.
Right, and that has support from certainly from the infrastructure industry. The Chamber of Commerce is the major proponent of raising the federal gas tax, and there's some logic to it. Inflation has eroded the buying power of the federal gas tax, but I think the main problem with that approach is that it ignores the future, and it really doesn't solve the underlying problem. We're going to much more fuel-efficient vehicles. Eventually, we're going to have the vehicle fleet electrify, and if that happens, well, the gas tax just doesn't serve much of a purpose, at least if the purpose is paying for roads. So I think they need to start looking at alternatives, and to this plan's credit, one thing they do look at is lifting federal restrictions on states tolling their own interstate segments. So if states are able to use some of these new revenue collection mechanisms and also the financing instruments that can go along with those, perhaps we would see states gradually transition away from the need for these federal highway grant dollars and towards more sustainable local revenue collection.
Yeah, and I look at that and I think of, boy, anytime I go into Manhattan and I travel in and out of Manhattan, you pay $15, $18 to cross a bridge one way. They are making money hand over fist, yet they don't have money to maintain the bridges. My question then is, well, where is the money going? I really have to question where the money goes for some of these things. So there's that idea, but there's also this VMT, which Oregon and California have pilot programs on for vehicle miles traveled. And you have the option to pay the miles you travel and then get a rebate on the gas tax.
Right. And I think that's where eventually we'll be going, is something like a VMT fee. And it makes sense. It's arguably the fairest way you could charge for roads, because you're really only charging people for what you use then. And you can also then do some interesting things with congestion pricing. So you can hopefully use pricing to reduce congestion, yeah, which is a lot less costlier than expanding highways, which, if they're left unpriced, will likely in the future just become congested again.
Yeah.
So I think we're moving towards road pricing, but we're probably still at least a decade away before you're going to see large-scale trial programs throughout the United States, not just in some of those western states.
Letting the government track exactly how many miles I use my car for each year makes me want to jump out a window. But at any rate, Mark, thank you. Mark Scribner, really appreciate you stopping by from the Competitive Enterprise Institute.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
All right. It's 7:50. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the five, Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Speaking of people out on the roads.
Yeah, we are. We're taking a look and see what's happening on 270. But first, coming out of the Frederick area, let's begin getting down to Urbana, where we had the crash, but they've moved that. So we're moving along a little bit better now, unfortunately, in its place, beyond heading through Germantown and Gaithersburg. Incident just reported, and I'm checking this out in the cameras here. So if you're coming southbound past 124 Montgomery Village Avenue near 117, that's where we have the new incident just reported on 270. So everyone taking it easy, tiptoeing through that area. On the outer loop of the Beltway, topside, normal volume with us, College Park to Silver Spring. We had a crash trying to get north of 214 Central Avenue near 202. That's over to the shoulder. So that's why if you're heading through the Largo area up toward 214 and 202, the unusual delay, but lanes have been reopened now. Some better news. Heading to the Wilson Bridge back near St. Barnabas Road, pushing north on 295, slow to get by the minor incident reported near the Naval Research Lab. Virginia 66. That was a bit slow here still as you try to get through Manassas into Centerville, where we had the earlier crash. It's gone. And I've been watching delays still continue. Heading through Groveton 29, Lee Highway, as you come up to 234. VDOT crews say high-standing water part of the factor here, slowing the commute. So watch under police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, mostly sunny this morning. It will become cloudy during the afternoon, a high around 40 today. Tonight, more clouds, a low at 34. And then tomorrow, lots of clouds, a high of 56. Currently in our nation's capital, 33 degrees at 718. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. They need a deep down professional clean. You need Hadid. Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
All right, did you see the new National Portrait Gallery paintings of the former president and former first lady Barack and Michelle Obama unveiled yesterday? Very unusual, to say the least. The president's picture, he's in a chair. He's in a brown chair. It's made by artist Kehinde Wiley. He's in front of greenery, and all of the flowers behind him represent different parts of his life. Some of them are from Kenya, where he was born, Hawaii, where he grew up. And then also some from Chicago as well.
That's Vince Colonnaise. If you would like to address your letters, COG.
Well, no, they do have Kenya inspired flowers. He wasn't born in Kenya.
Where his father was born.
That's right. Thank you, Mary, keeping us on track this morning. And then Mrs. Obama, her picture is a much more muted tones, and she's in kind of a giant flowing dress And the picture looks almost nothing like her.
It doesn't look like her at all.
I look at it, I'm like, that's Michelle Obama? Really? Anyway, so apparently it is, and it's done by artist Amy Sherald. Here's some of the audio from yesterday. This is before the unveiling yesterday. President Obama joked about how his high school yearbook was the only portrait he sat for.
Nobody in my family tree, as far as I can tell, had a portrait done.
Portrait.
I do have my high school yearbook picture, which is no great shakes.
And then he goes on to say how he connected with Kehinde Wiley, the artist who did his portrait.
Recognizing the beauty and the grace and the dignity of people who are so often invisible in our lives and put them on a grand stage, on a grand scale, and force us to look and see them in ways that so often they were not.
So this artist represents underrepresented people, Mary.
Yeah, well, there were two artists. Kehinde Wiley painted President Obama's portrait.
Yes.
And he is, of course, he loves to be known as a black queer man. And he is known for painting pictures of African-Americans in strong poses. He did one for Michael Jackson, in which Michael Jackson was like a general on this horse. And so one of the things, though, if you go back in his history, is he has a history of painting at least two that we know of portraits of black women holding the head, decapitated heads of white women. So there's that as well. Yeah. One of them is where he says he was reimagining the story of Judith beheading Holofernes in mm-hmm. the book of Judith. Imagined her as a black woman beheading a white woman. And he told the New York Magazine at the time, New York Magazine, it's sort of a play on the Kill Whitey thing. So, there's that.
Oh, so it's just a play on the Kill Whitey.
It's a play on it, but there's another one, too. So there's two pictures.
An artistic representation of black people beheading white people.
Mm-hmm. And now he's hanging in the portrait gallery. So
Michelle Obama's stunned reaction when we return. 722 NWML.
Long Fence is starting the new year off on a high note with the lowest prices of the year on fences, decks, and pavers. Financing available for qualified buyers. Go to longfence.com today for a free estimate. And Long
Fence. We all know we should go to the dentist every 6 months, right? Do you just want to make sure there isn't a cavity brewing? You want to catch it before it becomes a big problem? We all know that, but yet we all ignore it and we wait until it hurts and it's a problem. Why? Everybody's afraid of the unknown. We're afraid to go to the dentist because we're afraid what we're going to find out. We're afraid of what it's going to take to correct. And that's what kept me from going to the dentist, even though I knew I should have gone. So I kept putting it off. And then I said, you know what? It's been too long. I have to go. Fear of the unknown kicked in. So I went and I spoke with Dr. Deb and Dr. Robert Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They know you don't want to see them. And you know what? They think it's perfectly normal and they're okay with it. During your first new patient visit, you're going to have a discussion. They're going to tell you everything that they're going to do during your exam. After your exam, they lay everything out for you. You plan your treatment together. You are in control. There is no fear of the unknown. Now, if you're still anxious, they can give you something to take before your appointment. If you are downright afraid, you can literally sleep through your treatment. They take the unknown out of dentistry. So do your smile a favor and call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Internet providers promise small businesses a lot. Let's hear who really delivers more. Comcast Business offers fast gig speeds across our network. Verizon doesn't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 8 hours of 4G wireless network backup to keep your business connected. Verizon, not so much. We offer 35 voice features that businesses care about and solutions that grow with your business so you never miss a call. Verizon, no way. Clearly, Comcast Business gives you more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet on our reliable gig speed network. Plus, you can add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer ends 3/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet at additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Connection Pro restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. Call for details.
If you follow the automotive news, you know much of the talk is about mobility. And you also know that Michigan is where all the big ideas are coming from. Michigan is the epicenter for innovation, technology, and testing and mobility. Home to more than 75% of the nation's R&D spending and North America's only real-world testing facilities that allow research under all road and weather conditions. Learn more about how Michigan is changing the face of transportation at planetm.com.
It's 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. It's first on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Unfortunately, Mary, we have a couple problems in Maryland. First, let's go to Beltway Outer Loop at 202, where we had the crash. It's no longer in the right lane, far right shoulder, but that's a focal point of those unusual backups here coming around that stretch of the Beltway now to Forestville, past 214 and 202. You get a break, and then you'll hit the slowdowns again, our normal delay area from College Park topside around to Georgia Avenue, and in the backups right near New Hampshire Avenue, have a report of a new fender bender. So busy, busy on 270 southbound. We're now getting by in Urbana and Hyattstown. Had the earlier crash gone. Now the new one that takes its place, unfortunately, puts the pressure on the trip out of Germantown into Gaithersburg. The crash is going to be on 270 southbound, south of 117, south of Montgomery Village Avenue in that stretch. So do be very careful. Now on the Beltway, crossing the American Legion Bridge, we're doing okay. Had a little bit of a distraction. Crash near the Georgetown Pike was over to the shoulder. I was a little bit worried about that, but they cleared that quite fast, so good news. Georgetown Pike, just that volume delay heading up through to the Capitol Beltway. And on the trip on 395, once you get through Landmark, you hit it slow again, Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge, westbound side of the freeway, had the crash reported after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Traffic now is sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery, free meter upgrade. Call the U.S. Medical Supply now, 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clear skies. We kick off Tuesday morning. Most of us just seeing a couple of clouds. Other than that, it blew through midday this afternoon. See a little gray sky come in and a chilly 40 degrees. Overnight tonight, mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 33 degrees at 727 on WMAL.
President Obama looks like an old barn in his new...
A barn?
An old barn getting covered in ivy.
Oh.
Just like the growth is just consuming him because he hasn't moved in 50 years.
It looks like poison ivy to me. I know it has flowers in it, but it looks like...
In his new National Portrait Gallery painting. He looks like the three-eyed raven hanging from the chair, from the tree in Game of Thrones, predicting the future. So he's just, he's all wrapped up in the vines. Pretty amazing stuff. Then you've got Michelle Obama, who is represented in these geometric shapes, and she got to see her own portrait. And listen to the way she reacts to this.
Let's just start by saying, wow, again. Let me just take a minute.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
This is like, imagine if a six-year-old did a rendering of you and handed you a piece of paper. I'll just start by saying,
wow.
I don't even know what to say. Then she moves on and she speaks about how overwhelmed she is.
I have to tell you that as I stand here today with all of you and look at this amazing portrait that will hang among so many iconic figures, I am a little overwhelmed to say.
And then the president had this to say about how hot his wife looks in this picture that doesn't look like her.
Amy, I want to thank you for so spectacularly capturing the grace and beauty and intelligence and charm and hotness of the woman that I love.
Yeah, we have a burgeoning scandal. The president is obsessed with another woman. 728 on WMAL.
Hey there, it's Larry O'Connor, and for the past year, I've been telling you about EMP 180 Weight Loss and all the great things they have to offer to anyone looking to begin their weight loss journey. But I was thinking, maybe the best way to describe EMP 180 Weight Loss would be to tell you what they're not. EMP 180 Weight Loss is not a workout program. It's not about one more rep or how often you're in the gym. In fact, the team at EMP 180 Weight Loss recommends you not focus on exercise, but rather on nutrition. EMP 180 Weight Loss is not a crash diet. There are no appetite suppressants, no intense calorie restrictions. You will not count your calories, and you will not go hungry. And most importantly, EMP 180 Weight Loss is not hard. In fact, it should be one of the easiest decisions you can make for yourself, for your family, and for your health. So take the weight off and keep it off for life. Schedule your consultation today. Locations in Tyson's Corner and Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180.
And coming up on WMAL, we're going to take you to the Olympics. Yeah, we're going to tell you everything that's going on because we know somebody. We know a guy.
That's right. Steve Kastenbaum will paint a picture for us, and it won't be distorted.
Absolutely. He is right there in South Korea. He is our very own correspondent for the Olympics. We were going to send Vince, but it was
cold, windy, and he didn't want to go.
It's 7:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Senate debate on immigration is beginning with a lot to negotiate.
Senate leaders of both parties appeared together at the University of Louisville.
We know that this week will be a test of whether the Senate can steer the ship of state through the stormiest of waters.
In this country, we've come together to do what needed to be done.
So, what's on the table here?
Our framework generously offers a path to citizenship.
President Trump proposing a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants in exchange for $25 billion for border security, including his long-promised wall. In Washington, I'm Omar Jimenez.
The attorneys general of D.C. and Maryland are among a coalition of AGs urging the U.S. Department of Commerce not to add a question about citizenship to the 2020 census. D.C. Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton says the Trump administration's plan for the FBI workforce is deader on arrival than most things. The proposal calls for tearing down the crumbling Hoover Building and constructing a new one while sending thousands of bureau jobs to other states.
It can't possibly fly. It doesn't save money and violates every cardinal principle of how we build headquarters operations. We're prepared to share with the region, but not to share with the country.
Norton says she doubts that proposal will ever see the light of day. Montgomery County authorities are investigating the death of a high school senior, a star athlete who was in a fight a couple of weeks ago. Quince Orchard High School 12th grader Tyler Terry died over the weekend. Authorities determined that Terry did not sustain any injuries during the fight, but doctors say he had a cardiac episode that may have resulted from a pre-existing medical condition. Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 24,601, the NASDAQ at 69,82. Sports sponsored by your local Nissan dealers. The Caps were idle. They're in Winnipeg tonight. College basketball, Howard wins. NBA, the Wizards are off till tomorrow. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is a can't-miss event. Get to the Nissan Now sales event for big savings on the technology of tomorrow, available today. Now's the best time to save big on Rogue and their entire lineup. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan dealer. It's time for an upgrade. Great. Get to Nissan now.
If you stand on it, we stand behind it.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. Salt, dirt, grime gets buried deep. And the damage it can cause? With every step you take, these particles grind away like sandpaper. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. For more than 60 years, it's a name you can trust. We use our time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand to remove every speck of dirt. And if your rug is in need of repair, our team of professionals are dedicated to restoring your precious rug, making them look like new again. And right now, for a very limited time, take advantage of our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. For pickup and delivery, call now, 703-241-1111, or online at joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication. With a new location now open in Fredericksburg.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Did you know it's National Time Management Month? Well, here's a great tip for managing your time. Wherever you're driving, don't park.
Spot Hero. With Spot Hero, you can literally save hours by not wasting time searching for a parking spot. And you'll get an incredible price. Just search and choose from tons of options near your destination and pay using the app to reserve your spot. Then head straight there. No more running late. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST.
There are many memorable moments in life. Graduation, your first car, your first kiss. Hi, I'm Debbie with Your Home Now Mortgage. Let us help you create another memorable moment when you buy your new home. We'll make it easy and stress-free. Mention this ad and we'll give you a $1,000 credit at closing.
Your Home Now Mortgage. Go to yhnmortgage.com or call 833-888-1NOW. That's yhnmortgage.com or call 833-888-1669.
NMLS number 862539, Equal Housing Lender.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we'll take you 123 George Washington Parkway approaching and passing 123 to the overlook. Slow, and then the pace improves. We had some slowdown still approaching the inbound 14th Street Bridge. Earlier crash southbound at that exit ramp to get on the 14th Street Bridge has been cleared, so lanes have been reopened there. Now we have a large pothole cruiser trying to cone off here coming across the chain bridge and then onto Canal Road before Arizona Avenue. That was along the right lane for the large pothole, caused two flat tires. We'll take you on the 66 now through Manassas, Centerville, still slow, Fair Oaks toward 123, and getting through the battlefield in Groveton area. Prince William Police under their direction with some high standing water. 234 Sudley Road near 29 Lee Highway. So some unusual backups through that area. Maryland Beltway Landover, Outer Loop 202 crash is cleared, and the delays are actually easing quite well through that stretch, no longer back near Central Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clear skies. We kick off Tuesday morning. Most of us just seeing a couple of clouds. Other than that, it's blue through midday this afternoon. See a little gray sky come in and a chilly 40 degrees. Overnight tonight, mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 25 in Manassas, 26 in Olney, 33 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, Dan Bongino will be with us at 8:05 and then Larry Kudlow at 8:35. I'm Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
And that music means one man and one man only is here with us. The man with his own theme song, Steve Kastenbaum, our correspondent in Pyeongchang, South Korea. Steve, good morning, or I guess out there it's probably, what, dinner time? What time is it there?
Oh, past dinner time already. It's 9:37 here.
Okay. All right. So you're almost
I was
lapped
say,
us.
Taking me a while to wrap my head around this, the idea that, you know, I'm watching events in the morning that people are watching back in the States the night before, essentially.
Yeah, or the night after, actually. All right, so we're up to six medals at last count that I have. We're up to six medals, so we're still behind. Norway's number one, Germany's number two, and we're down like number five or six. Who else now has won medals for us?
Well, actually, you know, they run the leaderboard by who has the most golds, because that's the most first place win. So Germany is on top right now with four golds, seven medals in total. Canada is in second place.
Oh,
they just moved up tonight to with three golds. Then they have four silvers. Netherlands is in third. Netherlands has three golds and three silvers. And then the U.S. has is in fourth place with three golds and one silver. So it's early here. You know, these standings are going to change around a lot, but they technically what we have here is a three-way tie for second place, because there's three countries that each have three gold medals right now.
Interesting. All right, so it has changed. What are the great events coming up that we can look at America getting some more medals in?
Well, you know, today we watched Shaun White on the half pipe and snowboard just wow the crowd, and it was just a qualification round, and he just killed it. I mean, the guy's 31. He's been doing this since he's 7 years old, and he doesn't show any signs of aging or you know, having any problems. He said he feels as strong as ever, that it's just a mind game for him at this point. And in his second run in the qualification round for the men, he scored a near-perfect score, 98.50, and the crowd just went wild. A few hours earlier, Chloe Kim won the third gold medal for the United States for the women in the half pipe, the 17-year-old from California. And she just really just went all out. You know, she had it in the bag, and by the third run, she really could have taken it easy. But instead, she decided to pull out a very difficult move, not once, but twice. She did back-to-back 1080s, which means while she's in the air, she rotated a complete three times all the way around before her snowboard came back down, and then she won the gold medal. And here's what she had to say about that.
It hasn't really sunken in yet. You know, I'm still such on a high adrenaline rush, and I don't really know what just happened, so I need to go home and process everything, and I'll probably bawl my eyes out some more. But, you know, this has been a dream of mine since I was a little girl, so just it being here and me being able to do it when it mattered, it feels amazing.
And Chloe Kim is the one that has a lot of attention placed upon her because her parents immigrated to the United States from South Korea years ago, and they're here watching along with relatives who still live here in South Korea.
It means a lot, just being able to do it where my family's from, and a lot of pressure, but I'm happy I was able to do it here and do it for the fans and my family, and I think it was a really fun moment for everyone.
Yeah, she's certainly in the spotlight right now.
That's fantastic. She also sounds like she's not old enough to fly by herself. So apparently snowboarding is not one of those Olympic events that I look at and go, I could do that. I could do that. Curling is one of those ones that I think I can do. And we're out. Yeah. The guy who looks like the Super Mario brother, he's out.
Yeah, they didn't do so well. Team USA did not live up to expectations, the brother-sister team. So, unfortunately, we're not going to pick up a gold there at all, it doesn't seem like. So, they got a lot of publicity coming into these games because, you know, they're brother and sister, and because, yeah, he does kind of look like Super Mario. But, yeah, they just, you know, had a tough go of it.
I know that there were some conditions in Pyeongchang that made some of the events difficult in the last few days. Just they got too cold and the weather conditions were not right. Have they changed, and how so?
Yeah, the temperature rose here in the mountain cluster today, and it got out of the single digits this morning, finally. And the wind is still a big factor here, though. But they expect that to die down in another day or two. And the temperature at the base of the mountains will be, you know, slightly above freezing. So it'll be a little bit better. But they really need that wind to die down. And this region is known for the winds. But they do believe they did run the Alpine, the combined today, which is a downhill and a slalom for the men. So they were able to run a downhill race, and they are going to do it again on Thursday. They have the men's downhill and the women's giant slalom.
You know, one of the features of the Winter Olympics that everyone sort of gets wrapped up in, not everyone, but there's a certain subset of people who get really wrapped into the figure skating. When can we expect sort of the main events for all of that to take place?
Well, we had the team figure skating already took place, and the United States won a bronze. Tomorrow, they start doing the individual competitions, so that'll be definitely something you'll see on TV a lot because it is very popular. You're right.
Yeah, people love their figure skating.
I do, ever since the day of Red Buttons. Wasn't that his name? Red Buttons. Wasn't that the big figure skater?
I don't know. I'm relying on you for this one.
Yeah, back in the day when I was a little kid, right? Mike McKay, that was his name. Yeah, Red Buttons.
Well, there you go. I don't think he's in the Olympics anymore.
No, I don't think he is either.
No.
I don't think
all right, well, either. Steve, really appreciate everything that you give us, all your updates. We'll keep checking in with you as you track the Olympics for us, and we're jealous that you're there, and hopefully you've updated yourself to the sleep schedule.
Yeah, you know, I'm 14 hours ahead of you. I wish that meant I could predict things for you and you could make money off of it by wagering in some way, but it's not working out.
All right, let us know how the stock market is when you get a chance. Thank you very much.
Okay, you got it. Take care.
Yeah, he would know that because he's ahead. So he knows how the stock market did already that day, right?
Exactly.
Is that how
that
works?
That's how time works.
That's how it works. 743 on WMAL.
Do you want to sell your home fast and for top dollar? Then call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team will guarantee that if they don't sell it, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed. Go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
All right, it was Dick Buttons, not Red Buttons. Sorry. No one corrected me. Nobody knew. All right. I have to tell you, that wonderful Valentine's Day tip here. Are you ready? If you have not gotten your Valentine's Day gift, you have to get over to Direct Jewelry Outlet. For hours and location, visit DJO.com. Telling you that now. Because good things do come in small packages. The one thing I love about Direct Jewelry Outlet is that when you walk in, at first I was like, wait a minute, this isn't like your typical jewelry store, because it's not. And I walk in, it's not all fancy. They haven't paid a designer to come in and make it look all, you know, what you expect a jewelry store to look like. They put their money into the product. So you are not paying a marked up cost for marble on the floor and a you know, this gorgeous, outrageous chandelier. Also, their sales people don't work on commission, so they're not going to high pressure you into anything. Also, get this, when you look at the jewelry, the prices are right side up. Every jewelry store I've ever been to, they turn it with the price down, so you have to ask someone for help. And it's embarrassing. You're like, oh, okay, can't afford that. Where's the other stuff? Everything is right side up, so you can browse and look and find something that not only fits your taste, but also your wallet. And remember, markups aren't going into the decor, and it's not going into commissions, it's going into the product. So it's a totally different experience. For hours and location, visit DJO for Direct Jewelry Outlet. That's DJO.com. 7:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the Fives, and here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 270 through Urbana, heavy, down to 109. Earlier crash had been over to the shoulder. The latest problem, passing Germantown into Gaithersburg, the accident south of 118. So do watch in that stretch. Now, top side of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, outer loop, inner loop, seeing some of those delays now through Bethesda, but nothing reported on that inner loop span. Some unusual problems for this morning, take out the Prince William County. Still quite slow through Groveton, Battlefield area. Had some high standing water, 234 Sudley Road, right near 29 Lee Highway. And that stretch was under police direction, still at last check. So it's causing, again, like I said, some unusual delays. And I was watching those 29 delays continue to grow. On 66, if you're opting that way out of Gainesville, your slowdown's pretty normal through Manassas toward Centerville, Fair Oaks, off and on up toward Nutley Street. But currently, lanes are reported open there on 66. 395. Heavy now through Landmark, which we've had, but now focused on the crash after King Street as you come up to Glebe Road. It was blocking one lane here a few moments ago. Wilson Bridge backups before St. Barnabas Road, and on the way past 210, crash reported. And also take it to Waldorf area. Poplar Hill Road remains closed west of Route 5 at Gardnier Road due to an accident that brought down utility pole and wires. So that stretch of Poplar Hill Road not accessible yet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clear skies. We kick off Tuesday morning. Most of us just seeing a couple of clouds. Other than that, it's blue through midday this afternoon. See a little gray sky come in and a chilly 40 degrees. Overnight tonight, mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 33 degrees at 7:47 on WMAL.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
All right, so women, the women in the Olympics are triple spinning all over the place. Chloe Kim just landing that 1080 and snowboarding. And then the other one the other day was the Olympic skater who landed that triple axle, Mirai Nagasu, who did a triple axle while she was skating, which is, by the way, just go back and watch the video. You've got to slow it down to appreciate it. The fact that she can turn in the air three times before landing again on her skates. The first time an American woman has ever pulled off a triple axle in the Olympics.
Tanya Harding was going to do it and didn't. Just a fun fact here. I was watching it this morning. She goes into that spin, into that jump at 20 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. You don't realize how fast they're going. She goes into it at 20 miles an hour. And to train, they showed her training. She's in this harness thing, and her coach literally pulls her and lifts her off the ground. It's on a pulley system, and she jumps, and he pulls her off the ground, and she spins like just a crazy woman.
Until
it's
she
insane.
Blacks out. Yeah, I don't know how to. It's unbelievable.
It's insane how they do it.
So what ended up happening was the New York Times' Barry Weiss, who's an opinion writer over there, tweeted about it and was like, you know, celebrating it, sent out a tweeted message and said, immigrants, they get the job done. Okay, now it's about politics. She's not an immigrant. She was born in California. But she's Asian, so I guess that's what you were trying to say.
Well, they are all about, you know, how you're see. They do based on what you look like, and then they put you in a box. So because she is Asian, therefore she must be an immigrant.
Yeah. So,
because after one generation, everyone turns white and they're no longer immigrants and therefore no longer useful to the left.
Somebody pointed out, was the poetic license in saying she looks Asian, so she must be an immigrant despite being born in California? She responds, well, her parents are immigrants. The whole thing was a compliment. I deeply resent the implication of your tweet. Somebody else responds, she's not white, so she has to be an immigrant. And she's like explaining herself. She finally deleted the tweet. So yeah. Anyway, the New York Times, all the news is fit to print. 750 on WMAL.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Save up to 60% this week at Mattress Warehouse, Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer. Mattress Warehouse makes Tempur-Pedic more affordable with mattresses starting at just $22 per month. For a limited time, save up to $1,400 on popular brands and take advantage of their free adjustable base upgrade or get a free box spring with select purchases. Visit sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse location near you. That's sleephappens.com for a Mattress Warehouse.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it, too. Yeah, I like it, too.
President Trump is right. Watch Newsmax TV and bypass the big bad media. Get the truth about Trump with Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, David Horowitz, Jesse Lee Peterson, Brett Winterbill, and many more. Newsmax TV, America's fastest growing news channel, is now on DirecTV 349, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, and Fios 615. If your cable system doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want unbiased news. You want Newsmax TV.
A cure for hepatitis C, breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
This is David Muir with ABC's World News Tonight. You live in a very special place for news, where your local news is world news. And you can trust our team to cover it all and get the day's latest breaking news straight to you when you get home tonight. First, ABC 7 News at 6 with Jonathan Elias, Michelle Marsh, and Chief Meteorologist Bill Kelly. Followed by us here at ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30. Together, going straight to the heart of the story, no matter if it's next door or nations away. ABC 7 News at 6, followed by ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30 on your side tonight.
That sound means that it's 7:53 and it's time to see how your money is doing. Here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Landon.
Hey there, Mary. Good morning. Well, stocks are coming off of their biggest two-day rally since 2016. The Dow was up 400 points yesterday, but this morning futures are lower. The Dow is indicated to drop about 80 points at the open. PepsiCo is out with an earnings report that beat Wall Street expectations, boosted by international business. Its new sparkling water line called Bubbly is out. Under Armour shares are soaring up 11% in early trading on an earnings report that was better than forecast, and it was a good quarter for meal kit delivery business Blue Apron. Its shares are up 9% in the pre-market. A new estimate of the cost of the opioid crisis in America, $1 trillion and growing. The economic toll comes from healthcare number cruncher Alterum. Job cuts are coming at some big names. Amazon will make cuts, mostly at its headquarters in Seattle. Barnes & Noble will make cuts after another dismal holiday shopping season. And Vanity Fair says CNN will cut staffers as it gets ready for the AT&T takeover. And bagel chain Einstein Brothers is taking orders today for heart-shaped bagels for pickup tomorrow. Boys, it's Valentine's Day. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you or your bed partner has sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try to get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but if you can't get relief from CPAP, now there's a silent, mask-free option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a small implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved to treat obstructive sleep apnea and offered at over 150 leading medical centers across the country. Join the growing number of people treating their sleep apnea with Inspire. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. That's inspiresleep.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia. Unfortunately, we had a medical emergency, but it looks like it's calming down and everything over to the shoulder now. But 395, that's the focal point of delays as you come off the Beltway into Shirlington right near Glebe Road. Flashing lights again right at the shoulder. Then delays from the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge. Still struggling here at the Wilson Bridge as far as the backups near St. Barnabas Road. And those far right local lanes had a stalled reported. And then 295 North, heavy past Blue Plains. Have you heard me talk about the earlier crash? Outer loop at 202. Now that had been confined to the shoulder. Looked like the tow truck had to block the right lane again. So that's why we picked up the volume from Central Avenue around to 202 one more time. Inbound Canal Road before Arizona Avenue had a report of a large pothole caused two flat tires and some high standing water still out in Prince William County, slowing the trip. But police say they are directing around 234 Sudley Road in the battlefield over near 29 Lee Highway. Traffic update is now sponsored by Kubota. Kubota is a leading manufacturer of zero turn mowers, tractors, and utility vehicles. Experience the Kubota difference today. Go visit gokubota.com to find a dealer near you. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMA. Now, Weather Channel forecast.
Clear skies. We kick off Tuesday morning. Most of us just seeing a couple of clouds. Other than that, it's blue through midday this afternoon. See a little gray sky come in and a chilly 40 degrees. Overnight tonight, mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 33 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. You know, we hear a lot about fake news, but when it comes to online dating, the real problem is fake views. Fake people with fake profiles trying to fake you out. If you're looking for a real connection, it's time to get real with It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is real people teaming with real matchmakers to plan real dates between people with real chemistry. With Valentine's Day fresh in everyone's mind, this time of year can be a real bummer. Do dating better this year with It's Just Lunch. Don't be controlled by some faceless algorithm app. You deserve a real matchmaker who really gets to know you and what you're looking for. Give it a try. Call or text my friends at IJL right now at 202-466-6699. That's a real matchmaker and a real number. Remember, It's Just Lunch is easy, totally professional, and it's been working for more than 25 years. It's Just Lunch. The right person, the right place, quick and easy, face-to-face. 202-466-6699.
Your doctor has said you need back or neck surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary, minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. The Sonosculpt technique decompresses pinched nerves, eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved technology right here in Washington, D.C. Call 855-982-1591 or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. SONOSPINE Surgery.com. SONOSPINE Surgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You have savings and investments, and you're working hard to save for retirement. Here's good news. Investing doesn't have to be right or wrong, do it or not predicament, and most importantly, you don't have to go it alone. At Edelman Financial, we can help. What are your goals? Are you saving for retirement, second home, college for a child or grandchild? You need to set goals because they determine how you should invest. At Edelman Financial Services, we can help you set those goals and give you a plan to help you achieve them. We've been doing this for more than 30 years for thousands of people just like you. And we've got the experience you need. We have 6 offices throughout Maryland and Northern Virginia. So talk with us. Or you can even get our investment management services online. Just visit rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Larry Kudlow. We have a lot to talk to him about today. Budget, infrastructure, how are we going to pay for all of this?
That's right, and it's a free-for-all in the United States Senate as they debate immigration. We'll throw a chair, we'll climb to the top of the ropes, drop with a flying elbow. We'll tell you all about it.
It's coming up. It's 8 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A cumulative station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The Senate's immigration debate is underway. Among the issues to be negotiated is the future of the DACA program.
Among the 1.8 million dreamers are twin brothers John and James. The Philippine natives, who didn't want to publicly release their last name, were brought to the U.S. illegally when they were 10. James says they now want to serve the country they've known for half their lives.
Just give us a chance to prove that we're Americans.
They signed up in a now-defunct program that allowed undocumented immigrants to enlist, and now they wait to see if they'll be deported or deployed. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Team USA remains in fifth place overall in the medal count at the Winter Olympics at Pyeongchang, South Korea.
Chloe Kim won the third gold medal for the United States for the women in the half pipe, the 17-year-old from California. She had it in the bag, and by the third run, she really could have taken it easy. But instead, she decided to pull out a very difficult move, not once, but twice. She did back-to-back 1080s, which means while she's in the air, she rotated a complete 3 times all the way around before her snowboard came back down.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum speaking with us last hour here on WMAL's Mornings in the Mall. Meanwhile, today's a big day for a Fairfax County woman as she represents Team USA.
This morning, speed skater Mame Biney will take part in the women's 500 meter. Her one-time coach Nathaniel Mills tells the Larry O'Connor Show how it all began.
She came to us when she was about 6 years old. She got on a learn to figure skate program in Reston and people decided she was too fast for that. So she found us. Our practices are on Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. And he was coming from Reston, and she must have liked it because she kept coming back.
The 18-year-old was born in Ghana. Mills says this is a bonus Olympics for Biney, as he expects we'll see her for years to come. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Trump administration wants to build a new FBI headquarters where the current one is now, and disperse a couple thousand FBI agents to other sites around the country, including West Virginia, Alabama, Idaho. D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton says she's puzzled by the administration's proposal.
I don't see where this proposal is coming from. I don't even see if the reason for it is federal funds, that it saves any money. So I can't even find a rationale for breaking up a headquarters operation.
And Northern Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly calls it an immense waste of time and resources over the past 5 years as the region worked on finding a new home for the agency in the D.C. suburbs. Montgomery County has always had laws dealing with huge cell towers. Now companies are coming to them looking to install smaller antennas in more urban areas.
The request from the industry would enable them to replace those dainty poles with potentially large, significant antennas.
Montgomery County Council President Hans Reimer says they'll be looking at a proposal this week to prohibit those small antennas on any areas that don't already have utility poles. Plus, he says the county's publishing a map showing those applications.
Now, no one should ever be surprised.
The bigger concern, he says, is that the FCC wants to make these decisions itself.
In order to preserve local control, we need to use our local control.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Virginia Senate has passed a bill to let people charged for the first time with possession of marijuana later to have the charge expunged. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24. 601. The Nasdaq at 6982. Sports, a night off for the Caps. They're in Winnipeg tonight. The Wizards were also idle. They're off until tomorrow. College basketball, Howard wins. Baseball, Nationals pitchers and catchers report to spring training camp tomorrow. Orioles report today. WMAL News Time 804. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Rush weekdays noon to 3.
Here, folks, listen to this.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
You've got me now.
Details at WMAL.com.